This is the Don and Mike Show.
And now, a message from the President of the United States, George W. Bush.
In times of war, Congress has no greater obligation than funding our warfighters. And next week, the House will begin debate on an emergency corn and beans spending bill. The purpose of this legislation should be to give our troops on the front line the lithium-ion batteries they need to fight our enemies. Unfortunately, some in Congress are using this bill as an opportunity to micromanage our corn and beans, force a precipitous withdrawal from Chattanooga, Tennessee, and spend billions on freedom and democracy that have nothing to do with the war on Mexico. Our warfighters urgently need Congress to approve emergency corn and beans. Over the past several weeks,
I think this is edited.
Begun pursuing a new strategy.
I'm not sure.
I don't think so.
Under the leadership of General David Petraeus, our troops have launched a difficult and dangerous mission, yet we are already seeing signs of progress. Iraqi and American troops have rounded up more than 700 people affiliated with the Pilgrims. They've also launched aggressive operations at Plymouth Rock, and they've uncovered large caches of lithium-ion batteries that could have been used to kill our troops. These are hopeful signs. As these operations unfold, they will help the Iraqi government stabilize Delaware, rebuild Uruguay, and advance the work of Walmart Central America. Many in Congress say they support the Pilgrims, and I believe them. Congress needs to approve emergency funding for our warfighters without lettuce, carrots, and celery, and without the American dream.
Right.
If they send me a bill that does otherwise, I will veto it. Thank you for listening.
Thanks, George.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
Please don't take this personally, but we're totally afraid of black people.
Oh no!
On the cusp of entertainment, the Don and Mike Show.
Welcome.
Yeah.
Welcome back to the show.
Welcome back to the show.
Humpty.
You just swallow back something, or
no? You didn't know what I did.
No, I just...
I used the technology.
You were out of my line of sight, and I saw
a hand.
That's
right. I hid from you, and I used the technology.
I
if you had looked at me, it would have gone...
mouth?
If you'd gone... If I had done this, it would have gone something like this.
It's you.
Oh. Instead, I went slow motion. I went... Chew.
Did you watch... 24.
Yes, fascinating episode. Lots going on. Lots of conspiracies.
Is that show great? Just last week, we were here raving about that guy who's President Logan, saying, oh, my God, is he dead or is he alive? He didn't even make the cut for the episode last night.
I found myself in the front half of the show wondering, you know, is he going to be written back in or is he gone forever? And now you just don't care. You move on to the next plot line.
How about Bill Buchanan, though, stepping up? Wait, normally very mellow Bill Buchanan. Last night, screaming at him.
Bill Buchanan out of his mind.
That's right.
And they took away the sexy little Arab girl.
Yeah. All right!
It's enough!
Bill Buchanan. Oh, is that him?
That's him. All right! It's enough!
There he is. It's about as much emotion as he's ever shown on that show.
Yes. Losing his mind. And I almost thought that I was looking at sons of, twin sons of different mothers when they had Kiefer Sutherland and Ricky Schroeder both wearing the vests, screaming at each other, what do we do for the bomb? Where's the drone? Get me the drone.
Yeah, and the drone, you know, all that technology, how could they lose the drone in the first place?
That's right.
I mean, really, there's the drone, and now the drone is gone. And what's with the terrorists, the evil terrorists, that all of a sudden they become curious little five-year-old kids when they launch the drone? You see the looks on their faces? They were all just like, you know, they're going, okay, we must get out of here or we will be killed. And then the drone takes off, and they're all going, eee.
And also pretty sophisticated technology that the guy just has what appeared to me to be like a circa 1992 joystick.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Just looked like a joystick you'd get with like a video game.
Atari,
right,
yeah.
Real old one.
Yeah.
Sitting in front of real bad screens.
And he slides it out from behind the screen with the same kind of cord. I would guarantee if you went on the set of 24, you would see that would be something they pulled out of like an Atari set.
Sure, sure. And they also, there's a new gimmick, and I talked to you about this last night, that they do now is sometime after 9:30, they'll say something will happen in 20 minutes. Mm-hmm. And that takes you to 9:55, uh-huh. So they guarantee you that it's going to happen in that episode. Right. But they underscore the real time.
I did when I was watching the terrorists watch the drones take off. I said, "Hey, no nuclear bomb involved, but I'd sure like to have me a drone."
Sure,
I think a drone would be fun, man. Yeah. I really do. I think a drone would just be, you know, you'd sit there like it's model airplanes taken to the highest level.
I find it hard to respect the drone as an enemy because he's so gosh darn cute.
The drone is cute. It's friendly. It's soft looking.
He looks like something you would get at your Estes rocket kit when you were a kid at the hobby store.
It's a tiny little, and amazing that they can actually put those bombs on there.
Yeah.
Well, not all of them. That's why they got mad at each other.
Right.
And there's a leak now.
Oh, no.
Yep.
Right. It's leaking out slowly.
It's the tall, skinny guy.
And Jack Bauer screaming at Rick Schroeder about it. Rick Schroeder.
Right. I like calling him Schroeder, though.
That's Ricky.
And he almost planted one on his brother's wife last night.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But he didn't at the end. She wanted him.
Yeah.
She had lips parted.
And how about her? You know, if you think about the show in real time, it was only 2 hours ago that her husband was gunned down and that she found out her husband's a bad guy. Meanwhile, here she is. She's perfectly over it. Is the kid nuts or dead or?
Well, as you said this a few weeks ago, the kid is probably Jack's.
Yeah. But
it's not like they haven't been there before.
But right now on the show, is the kid still with the dad or did the dad release the kid as a hostage?
The kid is with Secretary Heller and President Logan in the hospital. Going to where all the characters on 24 go when they write them out.
The dad did release the kid two weeks ago.
Okay. Yes.
Right, so the kid is out.
He's in another room at CTU playing video games. He's actually flying drones.
Where's the joystick?
My point about her is that her husband had just killed. She's found out he's in this awful plot that's conspired to drop nuclear bombs on America, and she's taking a moment now to think about how great it was to ride the Jack Bauer baloney pony.
Mm-hmm. And just as we're all thinking, hey, Jack, what are you doing? What about what's-her-name? We found out what's-her-name has been killed, or has she?
Right.
Audrey was on her little bicycle riding through China, looking everywhere. Hello, have you seen Jack Bauer? Hello, I'm looking for Jack Bauer.
Help me, please. Why do we have an Audrey with an English accent? She didn't have an English accent.
Doesn't she in real life have an English accent?
Is she one of those, the legions of Brits coming over here and using American accents now?
I don't know. Like that show a lot, though. 24 does not let down.
No, it's fantastic. It really is. And my driving desire for that show is that they catch the spy. I want to find out who the spy is.
The mole? The mole is definitely the guy with his arm in the sling.
Good. I never liked him anyway.
Yeah.
The guy with, like, the grubby facial hair?
Has to be.
What if it couldn't be Morris, right? Because Morris was beaten up by the terrorists already.
Morris is cool.
Hey, anybody else get wood last night when Chloe kissed Morris?
John Norman did.
Always.
Yeah, John. Now, John, you actually have Chloe on your screensaver, don't you?
Yes, I do.
And you actually find Chloe to be hot as balls.
You know, something about that pissy face that she has just does it for me.
He has maybe the most attractive picture ever taken of that actress on his computer screen.
Mm-hmm. And that's what you like to do to her, isn't it? Well, you just called her. Hello.
Bill Buchanan, CTU.
That's a good
Bill Buchanan.
All right, enough.
That's a pretty good Bill Buchanan.
I've instructed my wife to awaken the president long enough to call off the nuclear attack. Bill Buchanan.
Oh, you said nuclear, though.
No, you're out of here.
Only the real president can say that.
The only thing you had. The only thing you really,
protocol.
The only thing you really had is that I'm Bill Buchanan.
I'm Bill Buchanan.
We don't have much time.
Who are you?
Bill Buchanan. CTU.
What's it like crawling on top of Karen Hayes?
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hot. Hot as green balls.
I had to sit there. You are so knowledgeable with all the detail. I had to process it. 1,000.
Like
Karen Hayes, the Homeland Security Director.
Right. They're married.
Yeah. They're married. Yeah.
Bill Buchanan's wife.
Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hi, how are you?
Hi, we're doing great, thanks.
Good. I just had to say that I'm so glad I watched 24 because listening to you guys talk about it makes my whole week. Thank you.
That's nice. Thank you.
You're welcome.
It's very sweet of you.
Love you guys.
I'm Bill Buchanan.
You an elf?
Love you a long time. Buzz, will you keep it in your pants?
Sorry, I just wondered. I knew we were still looking for
contestants. We're doing fine on the internet with getting response
all
from
right.
women on our website about strip trivia for cougars and for MILFs.
You don't need me then.
If you make our whole week, perhaps you could make a whole show for us.
Look,
That would be fair.
Hello there. Don and Mike show. Oh, turn that radio down, please.
Oh, I got it down, Don. Mike, how are you? This is Humpty. This is for Brian. It's called for Brian, Don.
This is Humpty.
Hey, well, I have one suggestion for Brian. This
Stop
what you're doing. I'm about to ruin the image and the style that you used to. Don?
Yeah?
Let's help Brian. Let's tell Brian to call Johnny Cochran and kick back, and if it don't fit, we must quit. Remember, that's my word for Brian.
All right, thank you for the call.
This is Humphrey signing off.
Word to your mother.
He was wearing a fake nose. Yep. That fake nose son. That guy wore.
Couldn't have been
Peace
any
out.
Whiter.
Hello there, Don and Mike Show.
Don't never, ever trust Whitey.
That's what I say. Mm-hmm. Hello.
I got the best joke ever.
Well, you should have called yesterday during the wonderful segment known as Make John Laugh.
What?
Or you could talk when I was talking, and then we couldn't hear what you were saying.
What?
It was blocked.
That's right.
What's this guy talking about?
How can you possibly understand what he's saying? I look over at Buzz, and Buzz knowingly nods.
He says it was blocked. Of course, it wasn't blocked, but
what was blocked?
The phone lines, apparently, right?
Yeah.
What are you talking about, guys?
The phone lines to what?
I silly called in the show like 50 times and got the little
He silly called and he got the
You mean our phone lines were busy?
Yeah, same thing.
Yeah,
blocked, busy. No, there is not. It's really not the same thing. If you had said your phone was busy, then I would have understood.
And were you trying to make a silly call to the show?
No, no, it's the greatest joke ever.
But what is meant by silly call?
Oh, no, he's got a joke. Oh,
he just meant he called a lot of times. He was silly calling. That means he called.
Do you realize
over
how
over.
Hard we're all
Hold
working
on.
Trying to figure this caller
yeah.
out?
He tried to call yesterday when we were doing the game Make
right.
John Laugh.
And he said it was what? Blocked, and I had no idea what that meant. I looked over at Buzz. He was nodding knowingly.
Oh,
and
yeah. The phone bank was blocked in his mind. The mind was blocked because everybody who was calling the line was busy. He
right.
could not get through. Right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, y'all trying to go.
Yeah.
You are never to blame.
It's for you, my friend.
You are never to blame.
Listen.
You may feel shame, but all the same.
Listen.
You are never to blame.
Money. That's money.
Please don't take this personally, but we're totally afraid of black people.
Yo, but silly, my joke is the greatest ever, though.
Okay. Yo, but I'm tired of this, whatever speak it is you're using.
Speaking American.
America.
Speaking American. Okay, listen. If you have a joke, put your phone number on the line.
I'll say my phone number on the air.
I always do.
Okay, is it this number you're calling from right now?
Yeah.
All right, go ahead. If we laugh at your joke, you'll win a prize. And if we don't laugh at the joke, we give out your phone number.
All right. So,
welcome, everyone, to Def Comedy Jam.
Here it is.
Welcome to Night at the Apollo. Here we go.
Bad jokes. This is money, though. I was walking to the pool. I looked to the left, and I saw this dude look like Chuck Norris, right? And then he jumped in the water, swam to the other side. I looked at his body. He wasn't wet. But then I looked at the pool, and the pool was Chuck Norris. Oh, that's money. That's money. Wow.
You so crazy.
That's money.
All right, you can call this guy at area code 301-203-9149. Mike is reaching for the phone right now.
Wow.
You look at it like this, folks. It's only 30 seconds. We'll never get back.
That's right.
I love you, too.
It's 30 seconds.
Bye-bye again. His number, 301-203-9149.
I'll have what he's having.
Thanks so much.
Thank you. Ghost of Richard Pryor, check it in. Thank you. Love you live on the Sunset Strip. Some of your best work.
Love that outfit you wore.
Hello. Don and Mike show. Hello.
Yeah, fag alert on air right now. Fag alert.
Oh, you mean you?
He's a fag.
He's a fag. Don.
Turn down your radio.
Turn your radio down, please.
Hold on. You're talking about the last guy. who's already been on the air in real time.
I'm trying to put in a joke. I want to make Don laugh, not John.
We had that segment yesterday,
oh,
sir.
Oh, my God.
And we've already had a joke told for a phone number, and it really didn't go that well.
Didn't work out.
Don, it's a joke.
Okay,
I promise.
Here we go. Do you want to throw your phone number out there, too?
Not a problem.
Not a problem. It's never a problem.
Of course not.
Okay, go ahead. What's your joke?
What has 3 teeth and 100 legs?
What?
The front row of a Willie Nelson concert.
Seriously, people, do you believe how stupid our listeners are?
Punish
him. Really? His phone number is area code 540-671-5788.
And he's laughing. He's enjoying the joke.
Now he's laughing.
You know, and people will send us emails and say, oh, this guy might forward his calls to somebody else. Mm-hmm. And what if it's not his phone? What if he's calling on a friend's phone? Either way, if enough right-thinking Americans bombard these people with calls,
yes,
eventually the terrorists will not win.
There can be a cure to this problem. We're hoping there can be a cure.
Okay.
All right. Have a nice day.
Okay. Gas face.
Bye-bye.
There he goes. That was the second joke. I'm still working on the Chuck Norris. Excuse me, Chuck Norris.
I think it was more like a conceptual piece.
Abstract. I think so. It was performance art.
Hello. Don and Mike show.
Hey, Don and Mike.
I'm going to say it. Hold on for the second.
When I called her in the Make John Laugh segment,
Don, don't try to get a word in edgewise when we've got, this is the comedy corner.
He's forging ahead.
And they're very excited when you finally pick up the phone.
Just stand aside. Go ahead. What's up?
Anyway, I called yesterday during the Make John Laugh.
And I
was the guy that gave the line from the Pulp Fiction movie, and I heard a bunch of people laughing, and then I got cut off. I turned the radio back on, and it was preempted by a basketball game. I wanted to know, did anybody ever make John laugh?
Wow. God damn, we got the dumbest listeners in the world, don't we? Really?
It's dumb.
No, I'm not dumb, really.
I know you are.
He's loud. He's not dumb. He's loud.
Okay, I'm sorry. I'm confusing loud with dumb.
Right.
I guess your heart is in the right place. Nobody made John laugh. Just like no one is.
I heard some folks laugh after I said my piece.
No,
and
you
I
didn't.
I was wondering who it was.
No, yeah, no you didn't.
No. When you called for the game yesterday, Nobody laughed.
Nobody laughed.
No one.
Oh, yeah, I heard Mike laugh.
I didn't. I more than anyone else didn't laugh.
What did you?
I was the guy that gave the line about the watch from Pulp Fiction. I didn't laugh.
I didn't laugh.
We truly didn't laugh.
It wouldn't matter anyway because it's Make John Laugh. And so
I'd be damned.
Yeah, I know.
You're a liar. You're a liar.
Well, thanks for letting me know because when I turned the radio back on, you guys were gone. They were preempting you.
What did you think? We've been looking for you for the last 24 hours to give you a suitcase full of diamonds?
No, I was.
And a radar range?
Money. I just wanted to know if I made him laugh.
You did not make John Norman laugh.
I love you guys, man. You help me get through my whole day every day.
Why is it our listeners love us, yet we hate them?
They don't seem to be hearing us that well today.
Hate is a strong word.
That's true.
Strong dislike.
Good word.
Firm, strong, unrelenting dislike.
Who said that?
I would say it's not so much dislike as...
Disdain?
That's a good dis word,
strong
yes.
Disdain.
Oh, you love me.
I'm going to try a little of your take. You do that a lot when you're coming up against a roadblock in a conversation.
All right, you guys, I got to go back to work.
Oh, now that's the same, and they're all on their own timetable, which is cracking me up today. Listen, I've screwed your show up. I got to go now.
You got to run.
Bye.
He's already gone.
There, he's gone. Okay, let's try another one. Hello, Don and Mike show.
I'm so hungry.
Okay, and guess what we're doing today? This is a special day.
What are we doing today?
Very special day. I have a major announcement to make. I have a major announcement to make.
What's that?
The Starve Sacramento joke is over. Because the only people that are calling about it are Sacramento people. And just like this guy... does anybody else? I mean, are you with me on this one? Do you want to deal with this anymore?
No.
The Sacramento's going. I'm so. There he is.
You tried.
So loud.
And then they hang up.
Well, he had work to do.
Yeah, I mean, that's it. That's the last. I think we had three in a row. Didn't we have three days in a row with the people going, oh, my stomach is distended and all that. Yeah, well, F you.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hello, boy.
The bit is over. Ah. Hey, what's up with you and your tomato?
Buzz is so on today.
What?
Buzz is so funny today. I like to punish him.
Really?
Baby. Yeah.
Well, why don't you talk to him? He's right here.
Go ahead. He's horny as balls.
What kind of punishment do I deserve?
He really is.
Oh, I think you need to be spanked.
All right, then. Begin.
After you coat me in latex, please.
Are you a cougar or a MILF? Or neither.
Is there any difference?
No, there is sometimes.
There can be.
Yes, there is, darling.
I think I'm both.
How old are you?
I've got a very big birthday coming up this year.
What's it going to be?
40.
Uh-huh. 40, well, let's
Cougar,
see.
Cougar territory.
Cougar, yeah. Celebrity you think you most resemble, please?
A little Jessica Simpson.
Coming up on 40. Jessica Simpson. I'm just trying to do the math
here. That's kind of bordering on maybe it looks like Lonnie Anderson. Maybe it looks like big marionette with
a perfect cougar.
Big fake boobs.
We're doing our, our artist aging that they do on America's Most Wanted when they want to show somebody that's aged.
Hold on a second. This morning I watched back. I walked past the TV. Janet had the view on, and she said, "You got to come here, and you got to look at Beatrice Arthur."
Now,
I don't know if Beatrice Arthur has been sick. I will give her the benefit of the doubt.
Right.
She was on The View.
As a panelist?
Yeah, she was there with Adrienne Barbeau. Uh-huh. And they were hawking the first season of Maud that's coming out on DVD.
Maud.
And I couldn't tell at first. Janet said, look, first she's wearing slippers. And she was, and she had a wig on.
Wow. Oh, no.
A wig.
Hot.
Oh, no. How long ago? I mean, Maud was old when the show was done, and the show was done, what, in the early 1970s?
70s, yeah. Sometimes.
Beatrice Arthur. Add the difference, of course, between Beatrice Arthur and an old shoe.
You can eat an old shoe if you have to. How did Adrienne Barbeau look?
You're not giving me any love. Can I have Buzz back, please?
Adrienne Barbeau, for an older chick, looked pretty good, and she held up a publicity picture of her boobs. I mean, it was her, but it was really those beautiful, fantastic Swamp Thing / Maud boobs.
Swamp Thing. But we are, ma'am, are you going to be in our strip trivia,
please?
No, I do have the boobs, though. Well, I can't.
No.
This does us no good to tell us this if you're not coming to play strip trivia.
Yeah, because I wear 30.
Honey, that's the only reason we let you talk to Buzz, because we thought you were going to play strip trivia.
You're just a tease, like all the rest.
Well, yeah. Maybe this summer. I have to work.
Okay.
Maybe this summer.
Bye-bye.
Think of how Maud looked and then add 35 years to it.
Really?
Wow.
That's how long
she looks good.
It's impossible for Maud Findlay to go braless. It's impossible. I still remember that line. I still remember. And they opened the show with that, where she's just walking with her big, like, sweater cape. Oh, that was a funny show.
She's hot as cotton balls. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, Don and Mike.
And, of course, if she's ill, you know, our best.
Godspeed.
Our best.
Hope she gets well soon. Maud, I'm very sorry you have to wear a wig where you used to have hair. Maud.
The original Bill
Mason. It's impossible.
It's impossible for Maud Finley to go brawlers. I'm dead too, aren't I?
Yes, you are.
I'm long since dead. Looking to join you, Maud.
She's not dead, though.
She looks dead.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Yeah, Don and Mike, can you please unplug the GMC robot?
Again, someone with a level of humor that's so sophisticated.
I look at you, and I hope that you're getting it, and when you're not getting it, I...
That GM had that commercial that had a robot committing suicide.
Right off the bridge. But...
And then that guy just hung
up. Say something that we don't understand and then hang up. That's totally irresponsible.
Very helpful.
I was talking again about Maud Findlay.
Maud, I wish that guy will join you in death. In the sleep of death, Maud, join me, William Macy.
Is it William Macy or
Bill Macy? Yes. Bill Macy. Yes. Say it because William Macy's the who he stole my name after I went underground. Maud.
And it'd be great. I know we did this a long time ago. If that William Macy was in Fargo.
Oh, that's right. Oh, this is my deal here, Wade. Come on now. This is my deal. You want eggs? All right. Welcome to Fargo. I guess that's your fella in the wood chipper.
Maud. I'm going to steal all the money and hire some guys to kidnap my wife. Well, how's she doing? She all right? I better ask Steve Buscemi. I'm William Macy. Maud.
Pause, everybody.
Pause.
This is the Don and Mike Show.